Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 645. My name is Daniel White III. Here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back soon and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. First today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news, that is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" As some of our TV commentators say sometimes, that is a good question. Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Israel National News, Turkish President Erdogan said on Saturday that his country will oppose anyone who supports Israel. Erdogan made the comments while addressing senior provincial officials from his ruling Justice and Development Party in Ankara. He was quoted by Iran's press TV saying, "Whoever is on the side of Israel, let everyone know that we are against them." Erdogan added that Turkey will continue to promote the Palestinian cause regardless of efforts to undermine it, mainly by supporters of the Israeli regime. Erdogan's remarks are not the first time he has criticized Israel, despite the fact that the two countries signed a comprehensive reconciliation deal in 2016. Second today, under the sign category of pestilences and diseases, according to the Miami Herald, with 56 new cases of hepatitis A, a reported statewide, that is the state of Florida, in the last week, the Florida Surgeon General declared a public health emergency on Thursday, allowing health officials to test and treat people suspected of carrying the virus. The number of reported hepatitis A cases in Florida in 2019 rose to 2,034 as of July 27th, up from the 1,978 cases reported on July the 20th, the Florida Department of Health said. The number of hepatitis A cases in Florida has exploded in 2019, with this year's 2,034 cases nearly four times the 548 cases reported in all of 2018, according to the health department. And there are five more months to be accounted for in 2019. Third, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News, Iran will restart activities at the Arak, that is ARAK, heavy water nuclear reactor, the head of the country's Atomic Energy Organization announced. Heavy water can be used to produce plutonium, which is used in nuclear warheads, according to the report. Renovations recently were completed on the Arak heavy water plant, which allows it to increase its capacity. At the beginning of the month, Iran announced that its stockpiles of enriched uranium had breached the limit set out in the nuclear deal it signed with the world powers. Since the Trump administration pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal 1 year ago and reimposed economic sanctions, Iran has begun to abrogate parts of the deal. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy from the Holy Word of God, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled The Prophet and the Prophetic Ministry. The Prophet and the Prophetic Ministry, Part 1, from Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinzen's fine book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. The prophetic histories are followed in the Hebrew canon by the prophetic books of prediction. The two form a unit in the middle portion of the threefold canon under the common terms prophets. Jewish readers distinguish them as the former prophets and latter prophets. The manner of speaking by the prophets may be best characterized as preaching. Their messages also included symbolic actions, object lessons, and written sermons. The Hebrew prophets were men of God who preached God's word and also predicted the future. Their messages revealed events that were yet to come. In this regard, their messages were supernatural, not natural. They were derived neither from observation nor intellectual thought, but from knowing God and speaking with Him. What is a prophet? The first person in the Bible to be called a prophet was Abraham. This was a title given to him by God. There were likely prophets who served before Abraham, such as Enoch, but it is significant that Abraham is the first prophet explicitly mentioned in Scripture. From his life, we can observe two key traits of the biblical prophets. Lord willing, we will continue looking at the prophet and the prophetic ministry, if the Lord tarries his coming, in our next podcast. In closing for today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 7. J.C. Ryle continues, there is a time coming when believers shall have joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee far away. Every tear will be wiped away, every cross laid down, every anxiety removed, every bitter cup taken away. Persecution, temptation, sickness, mourning, parting, separation, and death shall be at an end. Surely that will be sunshine. It will be day. There is a time coming when the whole family of Christ shall be gathered together. They shall rise from their narrow beds and each put on a glorious body. They shall awake from their long sleep refreshed, strengthened, and far more beautiful than when they lay down. They shall leave behind them in their graves every imperfection and meet without spot or wrinkle to part no more. Surely that will be a joyful morning. It will be day. There is a time coming when believers shall no longer see through a glass darkly, but face to face. They shall see as they have been seen and know as they have been known. They shall cease to wrangle and dispute about onward matters and shall think of nothing but eternal realities. They shall behold their crucified Lord and Savior with the eye of sense and no longer follow him by faith. They shall see one another free from all corruption and misunderstand one another's motives and conduct no more. Surely that will be day. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for what you have done here this morning in spite of the devil fighting against us and his demons. And Lord, we thank you for reminding us today that even though we cannot see the devil and his demons, they are beings and they are real. And I pray that you'll help us to keep our eyes on the prize and on the blessed hope of your second coming. Help us to confess and to repent of our sins and to turn from our evil ways and to do your will and not ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draw if not.
You got to get your business straight.
It's coming again.
Yeah.